Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the Knowledge Book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Everyone, I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we will continue our series of programs about some topics from the Knowledge Book. And today, we will be talking about conscience. What is it, and where does it come from? But before we go on, I would like to again remind you that our website, the United States website for the Knowledge Book, is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Again, www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. The Turkish World Brotherhood Union website is www.dkb-mevlana.org.tr. Again, www.dkb-mevlana.org.tr. My own contact information, my cell phone is 973-787-7035, 973-787-7035 for calling, for texting. And my email address is mmjp99@gmail.com. That's mmjp, Mary Mary John Peter, 99@gmail.com. Of course, please do email me or text me or call me with any questions that you may have that arise from today's topic or from any other topics covered in previous shows. And of course, if you would like a particular topic to be covered, I will address them whenever I can. And we've had programs where we covered all the questions that had come in the interim. I do have some questions that are right now on hold, so I'm accumulating them to get an hour show filled with the answers. Okay. So today our topic is conscience. And as usual, I like to go into the definition so we kind of have a basis and an understanding of what we're talking about. So based on one definition of conscience, it says that it's an inner feeling or voice viewed as acting as a guide to the rightness or wrongness of one's behavior. There are synonyms for this, and the suggestions for the synonyms are sense of right and wrong, sense of right, moral sense, still small voice, inner voice, voice within, morals, standards, values, principles, ethics, creeds, beliefs. Okay. Now, according to the Wikipedia, conscience is a cognitive process that elicits emotion and rational associations based on an individual's moral philosophy or value system. So here we have something that's introduced, cognitive, meaning that it's connected to intellect and knowledge. And in the Knowledge Book terms, knowledge and consciousness are related. And then, of course, you've also got moral philosophy or value system. So conscience is connected both to the intellect and knowledge of a particular dimension of a particular set of guidelines of system, and it is also connected to those value judgments or those values and moral philosophies that that particular individual is connected with. So you've got connection to the intellect and knowledge, and therefore we're connected to consciences, consciousness. Now, consciousness itself is defined as the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings. It's also the awareness or perception of something by a person, and it's the fact of awareness of the mind of itself and the world. Okay? Now, Wikipedia, on the other hand, has consciousness is the state of or quality of awareness or of being aware of an extent, external object or something within oneself. Now, when it comes to the knowledge book, there is an interesting thing that I found. Certain words are contained in the glossary, and those words in the glossary, everyone can read and everyone can understand. However, certain words are not in the glossary. So in that case, you need to be at a particular evolution and therefore frequency level to be able to understand and see where those definitions in the knowledge book are. So in terms of conscience, there is no definition in the glossary. However, in the glossary, it does have a definition for consciousness, and that is to comprehend, to get a grasp of something, again, dealing with knowledge. So we have three concepts that are connected to conscience: consciousness, awareness, and intellect. Now, awareness, defined in a dictionary, is knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. The synonyms for awareness is consciousness, recognition, realization, cognizance, perception, apprehension, understanding, grasp, appreciation. Okay? Now, the knowledge book definition for awareness is to awaken and to attain consciousness. It's an understanding, a comprehension. And of course, the definition of awakening or awaken is to reach cognizance and to understand something. Now, cognizance itself is one of those words that is not defined in the glossary. However, there is something in the glossary that says that it's the triangle of cognizance, the triplet of cognizance, and that is a totality of intellect, logic, and awareness. So this is the triangle that we're always trying to be in, and this is the triangle that we get connected to when we are following the guidelines, when we are in the studies of the knowledge book. So in order for you to have this intellect of logic and awareness triangle, you need to be able to be in the studies of the knowledge book and to actually follow the guidelines, okay? Now, when it comes to awareness, when it comes to consciousness, and it comes to intellect, the knowledge book has very specific things it has to say about it. Now, each one of these, awareness, consciousness, and intellect, have seven layers. And each of these layers have a specific specific definition and level. So in awareness, there are seven. So the first one is worldly awareness, and the second is the divine awareness. Now, these are together, according to the knowledge book, since we first came into existence. Now, worldly awareness, of course, we would be connected to the world dimension, therefore this would be the basic world dimension or third dimension frequency. And divine awareness, we are connected to the divine awareness through that spark of divinity that we each one of us have. We each are and contain a bit of the totality of the spark of God consciousness. Then the next two are cognitive awareness and applied awareness. And these are being supervised by the plan. So there's a plan. There was a plan that developed for us when we came into the evolution plan, and that plan had specific steps that we need to go through, specific teachings we need to go through, and specific forms of teaching that we need to go through in order for us to be able to evolve and for us to be able to get stronger and be able to absorb more and more energies without being hurt. Then the next two are godly awareness and artistic awareness. Now, this is where the creative mechanism comes into play, and that is the creative mechanism that basically supervises our awareness at that point. And the last step is scientific awareness. Now, this scientific awareness actually is getting benefits from the cosmos, and this is cosmos with K-O-Z-M-O-S. And this is when the universal consciousness integrates with infinite awareness. So this is the highest step of awareness, where we are completely connected to the all that is and infinite awareness, and we know what everything is and how it is and can get whatever we need directly without any kind of intermediary in between. Now, of course, there's also consciousness, and this consciousness also has seven layers. And of course, we start out with worldly consciousness. And again, this is supervised by the plan. And again, we go through different layers of knowledge in the world. And divine consciousness, again, we're going, being connected to the spiritual totality. We are connected to that God and divine consciousness because of the spark of God that we are or we contain. So this, again, is under supervision. And cognitive consciousness and applied consciousness, again, is supervised, but this time it's supervised by the lordly mechanism. Now, lordly mechanism is otherwise known as the mechanism of influences. It is the 10th dimension, and this is a dimension that is responsible for guiding us, teaching us, and progressing us from one dimension to the next, from one consciousness level to the next. So we are constantly under the guidance and influence of the lordly mechanism, the 10th dimension. And these are the guys that kind of, they are able to know where we are, what our current level is, and where we need to go, what we need to still need to do. And they are the ones that provide the experiences, provide the teachers, provide anything that we need to be able to progress on our evolutionary journey, including those hard lessons that we need to go through in order for us to be able to wake up and go where we're supposed to go. Now, godly consciousness, again, is being supervised by spiritual and lordly mechanism. So this is a combined effort. Both the lordly mechanism, the 10th dimension, and the spiritual totality, which is the 8th dimension, are basically supervising this godly consciousness and are taking us from step to step. Then in sixth layer of consciousness, that's religion, learning, science, and art. Again, this is a collective consciousness. We're combining all of this. And they work together. They work collectively. And through this, when you're at the sixth level, you're able to then gain universal awareness. And seventh step is actually the end of the process where you actually attain universal awareness. And when that universal awareness unifies with the awareness of the ordinance, that's when you actually attain universal consciousness. So you've jumped from worldly consciousness at the beginning of the path, the first layer, and at the end, at the seventh layer, you actually attain that consciousness, which means you've gone through that evolutionary journey of consciousness going from the worldly dimension to universal consciousness, and you're at that consciousness. Now, the third item that we talked about is intellect. Now, intellect, first of all, is the controlling mechanism of our brain. The intellect is the one, is the director. He's the boss. He's the one that basically directs all the functioning of the brain. And the intellect itself basically goes through several stages as well, goes through seven layers as well. And in order to get to the next layer of intellect, you've got to get the previous layer of intellect already having that accomplished, that layer. So the first layer, I'm just going to go through these, the worldly intellect. Again, this is an intellect that connects cognizance, awareness, and consciousness to logic. So logic, of course, is connected to frequency. And initially, the worldly intellect is connected to third dimension. And that is the worldly dimension, the zero frequency, third dimension. So this is worldly intellect. That's the first layer that we start out with when we arrive on this planet. And that's step zero for us. And we go progress upward from there. So again, in order to get the intellect or the worldly intellect connected to logic, those internal circuits of cognizance, awareness, and consciousness in our brain have to be connected to logic. And this is a process that gets driven by thought and the mechanism of thought and the influences of the world, the influences of the family, the influences of being stimulated by whatever the child sees, whatever the child is influenced by the family. Now, divine intellect, once you're at the world intellect, it connects its cognizance to the consciousness of the universal awareness. And then it goes to and gets connected to the creator or the single. And then that allows it to get a cognitive applied godly awareness. And that's what they call divine intellect. So world intellect plus universal awareness gets us, and being connected to the creator, this gives us divine intellect. Then comes number three, philosophical intellect. Now, when the worldly intellect is unified with the divine intellect, that's when a human actually gets to the level of the layer of philosophical consciousness. And when you're at the philosophical consciousness, then you have, and you're at the state of being and having a philosophical intellect. So we go from worldly, divine, to philosophical intellect. We're gradually going, rising higher in dimensions. We go from world consciousness to godly consciousness and universal awareness. We go to philosophical consciousness. Now, the next layer is universal intellect. When the philosophical intellect, which is the third layer, combines with artistic awareness, that's what allows the intellect to connect to the central center of the brain. And then through this, the brain gains a universal totality, and that's what they call universal intellect. Then comes cosmic intellect. If you notice, we're going higher and higher in dimensions. And each step, you need to be at the level and the layer of the previous step and do additional processing, additional work, additional training in order to go to the next step. So cosmic intellect, once you've gotten to universal totality and you unify that with cosmic awareness, that's when you gain cosmic consciousness, and that is cosmic intellect. So right now, intellect, instead of being connected to the world dimension, which is zero frequency third dimension, it is now connected to cosmic consciousness. Okay. Then number six is intellect of the ordinance. Once you've got cosmic consciousness and unify it with the universal ordinance and the awareness of the ordinance, once you've got cosmic consciousness and unify that with the universal ordinance, that's when the awareness of the ordinance is formed. And this universal ordinance and awareness of the entire ordinance is very critical as far as us being where we need to be as knowledge book is concerned. And then comes infinite intellect. And again, the previous step, which is the awareness of the ordinance, unifies with free spirit and free awareness and is able then to dive into the infinite awareness and is able to gain infinite consciousness. And this is what the knowledge book calls infinite boundless intellect. So what is a human? A human is an infinite consciousness who comes from infinite awareness. And our brain codes, our brain elevations, our altitudes, as far as our brain is concerned, as far as frequency is concerned, have been regulated according to this fact. However, we progress on this path gradually from step to step to step, and we're able to go through and attain whatever we need to attain. So how does conscience play with this? At every step of our evolution, we are at a particular level of awareness, consciousness, and intellect, and therefore we are at a particular dimension, at a particular frequency that can connect to the knowledge of that dimension. And at each dimension, at each consciousness level, we have a guiding principle, a basic knowledge and guidelines on how things work and what to do. And conscience is the mechanism that tells us what to do. It is specifically connected to and adjusted by our evolutionary goals for that dimension and consciousness level. And as we change dimensions and consciousness levels, as we've seen the different layers of awareness, consciousness, and intellect, as we change dimensions and consciousness levels, we connect to the conscience needed by that dimension and evolution plan for that dimension. Maybe if we think about how cell phones developed and evolved over time, maybe this will kind of allow us to understand how conscience works. Okay. So initial cell phones, way back when, they were about 10 inches tall, about 5 inches deep, and about 3 inches wide. The only function they had was to be able to make a phone call, and the battery only lasted about 20 minutes, and then it had to be recharged. So the functionality was minimal. However, the actual packaging and the processing was large. The hardwiring was large. So that was the first step of the cell phone. The operating system only allowed it to make phone calls, and that's it. The big step here was that the telephone no longer had to be connected to a wire, and the telephone system that was underground or overground to be able to make phone calls. So that was a big deal, and it still is a big deal. Now, however, at every stage that the cell evolved, it had a different hardwired body. It had a different operating system or software that worked that cell phone and allowed it to perform certain functions. Now, that software had programs and loops that disallowed certain key combinations and certain functions. So, if the cell phone was connected to a system and had an operating system that only allowed dialing locally, then if someone tried to make an international phone call, a software message would pop up and say, hey, you're not allowed to make international phone calls. You're only allowed to make local phone calls. And sometimes that same voice, whatever came in, would tell us and maybe gave us a suggestion, listen, you need to be connected to this carrier to be able to make international calls. So this was the error message that the cell phone gave you, or the telephone system gave you. Now, when you're looking at the cell phone's operating system, conscience actually are those series of encoded error messages that lets the caller know what is permissible for each particular level of the cell phone. So these are the software that's included in the phone, including in the operating system of the phone, that says you can do this, you can do that, but you cannot do this, you cannot do that on that particular level of evolution of the phone. And of course, as the cell phones improved and evolved over time, then at every step of that evolution, at every step of the, let's say, dimension that cell phone was in, there were certain hard wirings that were in that cell phone that permitted that cell phone to perform certain operations. There was also software that ran that hardwire functionality. And again, the error message, of course, changed and evolved along with the current model. So where the first layer of cell phone that only allowed phone calls, period, the next layers would allow international phone calls, would allow you to be able to put a person on hold and make another call, whatever it is. Right now, the cell phones are basically, we're holding computers in our hands. Okay, so again, whatever level of development of that cell phone and an evolution of that cell phone, the error messages, the conscience, changed as required by the new functionality. Okay, and we, just like the cell phone, have had different brain hardwiring, have been connected to different operating systems like meditation, like the Kabbalah, like the New Testament, like the Quran, and now the knowledge book. Let's look at another analogy. Let's look at maybe the airport system. When we get on a plane, we have a particular destination, and the pilot and the control tower know what our flight plan, what that plane's flight plan is, and where we take off from and where we're supposed to be going to. Now, what happens? The pilot, of course, is able to guide the plane independently. It's not completely tied into the automated, guidance system. I mean, it is. However, the pilot can override it. Now, the control tower has a particular flight path that the plane is supposed to take, and there's a progression of the going from the destination, from the departure point to the destination point, and at every step of the game, every step of the path, there is a control mechanism. The tower knows exactly where the plane is and where it's supposed to go, so that if it veers off course, if some of the instrumentation goes off and the computer on the airplane doesn't work as well as it should, then the control tower gets in contact with the pilot, and the control tower says, hey, listen, you're too low in altitude. You better get up higher because there are planes coming in that on that altitude. Or saying, you're off course. You're supposed to be going northwest. You're going northeast. Change your direction. Adjust your speed. Adjust your direction. So again, the conscience becomes a control mechanism based on that particular flight plan and that particular flight path. If you're going from New York City to London, if you're going from Los Angeles, you'll have a different flight path. You'll have a different guiding system. Actually, it's the same guiding system, but you'll be going from a different place to a different place. And when you're going from a different place to a certain different place, then whatever flight path you're supposed to be following will be controlled by the control tower, and the control tower will be the mechanism that allows the pilot and allows the people on the plane to actually get to the right destination, okay? So at every evolutionary and consciousness level, we first get knowledge and guidance on what is expected of us at that stage. And then eventually the conscience will tell us whether we are on that path or not. And just like the airplane, if it veers off course, if all of a sudden it goes through and, you know, needs to go through a hurricane, may veer off course because of the high winds, then that control tower will put it back on the path it's supposed to go and allow that plane to get to the destination it's supposed to get to. Okay. Now, when we fully integrate with the totality of energies, frequencies, and knowledge of whatever dimension that we are in, then we are able to attain the consciousness of conscience of that dimension. And we start to travel to the next dimension. Okay. So in my own terms, for what that means to me is that the conscience of that dimension has become our own guiding principle. We have completely integrated with the totality of the guidelines and the knowledge in that dimension, and we live and act based on what the consciousness level requires to fulfill that evolutionary path and plan and goal. So whatever consciousness level we are at, whether it's level 1 or level 7, whatever awareness level we are at, level 1 or level 7, there is a particular consciousness that we're at, an intellect level we're at, and at each step of that game, and each step of the path and the evolutionary journey that we're taking, there is a different conscience. Because that conscience belongs to the consciousness level, evolutionary level that you are in, and tells you what to do, it tells us what to do at that particular level that we are in. So the consciousness of a world dimension will be different than the consciousness of the infinite awareness. It'll be different from the universal awareness. It'll be different from where we are at the infinite intellect awareness. Okay. Now, during the time when we were going through, or humanity was going through, the initial step of the 6,000-year process that we're going through, which is the meditation, then our conscience would be quiet when we were in a cave meditating. However, at that point, if we would start talking and we leave the cave, we no longer meditate, we no longer follow the guru's instructions, we no longer perform the formal practice that is necessary, the recitation of the mantras that is necessary or the, doing the practice that's necessary at that particular stage of our development in that dimension, then our conscience will say, hey, listen, you better get back in the cave. You better start listening to your guru or you're in big trouble. So again, if you're following whatever the guidelines, the steps are in a particular layer of consciousness, particular layer of evolution and plan, then our conscience will be quiet. However, if we are not doing what the guidelines require of us, then the control tower would come in and say, hey, you're off course. Get back over here and listen, you got to adjust here, you got to adjust that, and you got your, so you make it to the destination, okay? Now, when we were at the time of the Old Testament and the Kabbalah, then our conscience would be quiet when we were performing certain rituals and we were walking no more than the prescribed number of steps and we're doing only the actions that were allowed for a particular day of the week or not a particular day of the week, okay? And that time, the principle of eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth was also in place. So at this point of the game, the conscience that we had at that time would tell us, listen, you're making more steps than is necessary. You're doing more things that is required or is expected of us. You are not following the guidelines, but it will no longer be telling us to sit on a cushion or be in a cave to meditate. So the dictates of the conscience, that controlling mechanism, changes as we change consciousness levels, as we change evolutionary levels. So again, at the time of the Kabbalah and the Old Testament, then our conscience would be telling us to walk a certain step, to follow the Ten Commandments, to be able to fulfill our journey and attain the complete consciousness and consciousness of conscience of that dimension. And the consciousness of conscience means that you yourself become your own guiding principle. In other words, it's no longer the control tower that's telling you off, you know, where to veer off or where to go back to. It is you have gotten to the level of when that conscience becomes your own consciousness. So this becomes the internalization of the outside rules or the outside teachings to yourself. That becomes you. That becomes your essence and that becomes your guiding principle. That becomes your guiding light as to what you do from then on. Okay? So when those guidelines and consciousness are fully integrated with us and with our essence, and when that becomes our guiding principle without any outside supervision, then we have gotten to the level of having the consciousness of conscience of that evolutionary plan and goal. Now, at every step of our evolutionary journey, as we gained in awareness and consciousness, and as our intellect and logic were connected to higher in frequency and dimension, our conscience would be quiet or we would feel uneasy and therefore consider the consequences of our actions. Now, with the knowledge book, that contains the essence of all the previous teachings that are the foundation of the current guidelines for the current evolution step and plan, our conscience is now also telling us different things. And according to the knowledge book, we are now at a time, the time consciousness now is the mechanism of consciences in effect. Meaning, what our conscience is telling us what to do and what not to do will also let the celestial authorities and ourselves also know what our consciousness level, what our awareness level, and our intellect levels are at this particular point in time. So again, it's not an outside, well, at the beginning with the knowledge book, it is the outside influences because initially, as we do with every entry into every dimension, and just like we've been going through our evolutionary journey, we went through very many transition periods. And we're at a transition period at this point too. When we went from meditation to the Kabbalah, there was a transition there. There was something that you had to basically build on the foundation of the previous to get to the present. So We went from meditation to the Kabbalah. We went from one teaching system to a different teaching system. Yes, they both contained formal practices, but the formal practices were different. And the knowledge that was given was different. So we needed to be able to incorporate, to absorb whatever knowledge and guidelines that were given at that particular point in time, make that into our own and consciousness, and then eventually the outside conscience that will tell us what to do or not to do, then we would incorporate with that, and we would be living and attain the full consciousness of that dimension, and we then would start going on to the next transition dimension. So we went from the Kabbalah and the Old Testament to the New Testament. And again, well, we kept the old, you know, the old Ten Commandments. That didn't go away. However, there was a new paradigm now. Now, instead of a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, we have the guiding principle of forgiveness, right? And if someone slapped you on one cheek, instead of slapping them on the same on their cheek that corresponded to yours, we are now supposed to forgive them and maybe turn around and let them beat us up on the other cheek as well. So we need to submit. So there's a completely different consciousness that is being taught to us at this point. And there was a transition period that allowed us to actually slowly learn and incorporate something new, and slowly learn and incorporate something else. And where justice was before and connection with through thought power was previous to that, right now love was the guiding principle. And once we got to that level, once we were able to absorb and be at the evolution of love, and therefore to absorb all the teachings and all the guidance of that New Testament, then we got to the point where we're able to get to the level of obtaining social knowledge through the Quran. And again, there's a big shift where love does not go away, or the previous dimensions do not go away. In fact, they are the foundation for the new dimension. However, that dimension now is social, and social living, and how to live in society. And that's knowledge of social living. So we went from love and knowledge, which is a combined program of 2,000 years, approximately 2,000 years. And now we're at a transition into the universal dimension with the knowledge book. So again, we don't get rid of love, we don't get rid of justice, we don't get rid of anything else, but we incorporate all of them. That's the foundation for us being able to be in the knowledge book. And right now with the studies of the knowledge book, we have a new paradigm, we have new knowledge that we absorb, we have clarification of what the knowledge that was given to us before. We are giving guidelines and teaching on what to do and how to do it, so we slowly incorporate that into us, and eventually we get to the level of being at the universal consciousness, and we're able to eventually go into and be connected to the infinite awareness. And that's when we become genuine humans and are able to then go to dimensions that were closed off and are closed off to us now. Okay? And where we are now is at the mechanism of conscience being the guiding principle. Yes, we absorb all the knowledge that we can. Yes, we absorb all the energies that we can and frequencies that we can. And eventually, over time, our conscience changes as well. Okay, maybe it's time to go for a break. So you've been listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And I'd like to remind everyone that the U.S. Knowledge Book website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Telephone number for questions and topics is 973-787-7035, and that's a cell phone. And email address is mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. When we come back, we will continue with our topic of conscience. What is it and where does it come from? Thank you. We'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on Transformation Talk Radio. U.S. website, www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. My telephone number is 973-787-7035 for any questions, topics, or suggestions. And telephone email address is mmjp99@gmail.com, marymaryjohnpeter@gmail.com. And the World Brotherhood Union website, this is the Turkish website, is www.dkbdavidkiteboy-mevlana.org.tr. And we'll continue now with our topic for today, which is conscience. What is it and where does it come from? Okay. So we were left off. We were talking about the differences in conscience, because conscience is connected to a specific consciousness, and that consciousness is connected to a specific dimension, because and it is connected to whatever the guidelines, principles, energies and frequencies and knowledge that are contained in that dimension. And as we travel from dimension to dimension, the knowledge will change, our consciousness will change, our awareness will change, and our intellect connection to logic will change as well, to frequency will change as well. So, we are now in the knowledge book studies. And we, and as the Knowledge Book says, or what we know about the Knowledge Book, is that we will learn about ourselves in the Knowledge Book. So one of the ways, one of the tricks of knowing where you are and what your status is and what your level is what your consciousness is telling you to do. So if we are still going after alternative practices, if we're still going and listening to other teachers and gurus, and if we're still in the world conditioning and world consciousness, then we haven't completely understood what the Knowledge Book teachings are, and we not have not really completely fully integrated with the religious dimension. Because once you're fully integrated with the religious dimensions, when you have the consciousness of conscience of the religious dimension, then your next step is the Knowledge Book, and that's when you go into the transition period to get to and into the Knowledge Book and be able to absorb those additional teachings, that additional step of your next evolutionary journey. Okay, so at this point, when you're in the Knowledge Book, where previously you needed an outside teacher, an inside, outside, whatever form that teacher took, whether it's a rabbi or a priest or a guru or a shaman, whatever it is, you did need it and depended on that teacher to let you know where you were and what you were doing right now, and you needed some kind of an intermediary with the God, with who, with the Almighty, okay? Right now, through the Knowledge Book and in the Knowledge Book, God directly speaks to us. We no longer need an intermediary. We no longer need a middleman to be able to tell us what to do. We can now directly get the knowledge that is being made available to us, and through that knowledge, we get energies and frequencies that are able to travel through the four steps of the energy dimensions, going from the 72nd energy dimension to the 76th energy dimension. And at each one of those gradated steps, from where we finished up with the religious dimension and winding up with the omega dimension, the beta dimension, the scientific and very high energy dimension, that's our progress through the Knowledge Book. And in each step of the game, there's a different consciousness level that we're going through, and every step of that evolutionary journey has its own particular conscience. So as you're going through those consciousness layers, as you're going through the evolution, as you're going through whatever processes you're going through, and of course our spiritual evolution goes through our experiences, through the tests that we go through whatever we experiences and life presents to us. So we get spiritual strength through spiritual experiences, and that is done through experiences, going through those tests to be able to hone our willpower to get us to go to where the, in the direction that we're supposed to be going. And this is where the conscience actually plays a critical role. It is the control tower that lets you know you're off course or you're on course. So if you are happy, if you are content with whatever action you are doing, that means that your consciousness level and therefore your conscience is quiet because you're following whatever guidelines there are in that consciousness level. If your conscience is not quiet, if it's like feeling uneasy, or you know that something is wrong and something is, you're not supposed to be doing something, and everybody can identify with that mostly, then we need to adjust, and we need to know what we still need to do. Now, when we're at a world consciousness level and we have the conscience of a world consciousness, then stealing, then lying, then prostitution and wasting people's time, then conscience is going to be not uneasy. It's going to be fine, because that conscience at that particular level of world consciousness is very happy and satisfied because the person that they're in charge of has actually made sure that they are going to survive in the world, that they're going to have enough money, they're going to have enough food, and they're going to have shelter so they do not die in the world. So as far as the world consciousness and conscience is concerned, stealing, lying, cheating, and wasting people's time is fine. It's great. It's applauded. Okay. And if the person is not stealing, then the conscience is saying, "What are you doing? You're risking yourself. You're putting yourself in danger." However, once a person has gotten to the level of having attained the consciousness of conscience of the religious dimension, then their conscience will be quiet and happy when they're charged, the person that they're in charge of, passes up an opportunity to steal or to cheat or to lie to get a bigger piece of the pie for themselves. And the conscience at that point will be happy being poor because they, since they know that they are spiritually strong and are able to fulfill and are at the dimension where they need to be in terms of their religious dimension. Now, when we were in the alpha dimension, we received alpha energies, and alpha consciousness, alpha conscience will always be helping people. It will be forgiving, it will be loving. It will be always helping. However, then we went to the beta dimension. Now, beta is connected to the intellect. And beta, basically, this is like tough love. You made a mistake, too bad. Learn from it. It is logic. It is based on logic. So we will not be helping anyone because at that point we understand that we are infringing another person's free will if we are imposing our help on them. So that means we need to be able to understand and be at the level now in the gamma dimension to be able to be in balance between the alpha and the beta. So our conscience will be clear when we don't help people because we understand that we are that person's evolution. We're stopping their opportunity to learn the lessons they need to learn in order to progress on their particular dimension level. So we need to be able to have a discernment as to what is happening, how it's happening. My way out of this is this. You help a person if someone asks you to help. However, if the person does not ask you to help, then you have no right in superimposing what your thoughts are or that they should be doing and how you're helping them. So that's my own particular understanding of how this works. As long as a person is asking you for help, then of course I will help. However, I also understand that if that help that's requested will eventually just become a habit and or has become a habit, then that help then is withheld because I know at that point that that person learns to be able to be more responsible or be able to learn to do things differently in order to progress on their evolutionary journey. So our conscience, if we're at the gamma dimension, will be quiet when we are actually making the right judgment at that particular point in time. So where before we had outside guides, outside teachers that told us what to do, and a conscience that are connected to that particular dimension that we are in, right now it is our conscience, it is our own internal mechanism that should be right now at the gamma dimension that will tell us what to do in each particular circumstance. So it's no longer this is allowed, this is not allowed. It is now a place where our conscience will be our guide as to what to do in a particular situation. Okay. So again, we've gone through today, in this hour, the layers of awareness, consciousness, and conscience. We've gone through how every particular dimension is a particular consciousness, and every particular consciousness has a specific conscience attached to it. And when we are fully, completely integrated with whatever knowledge, energy, and frequency that is available at every dimension, then we become completely integrated with the conscience of that dimension, and that conscience becomes our guiding principle for that dimension. And it's at that point that we start traversing to the next dimension, where we go into a transition period where the guides of the following dimension start tapping us on our shoulder and giving us specific knowledge from the next dimension, and we are able to start absorbing energies from that dimension, which then allows us to step into that next dimension. And eventually, over time, we progress from the world dimension to universal dimension. We progress from the consciousness and conscience of the world dimension to the consciousness and conscience of the universal ordinance and the awareness of the ordinance, okay? So it's time to wrap up and basically say that we both learn about others and we'll also learn about ourselves when we are mindful of what choices we make and what our conscience is speaking to us about. And depending on where we're supposed to be and where our evolution takes us, so we can then adjust our own course to make sure that we are on the path that we're supposed to be and that we actually get to the destination that we're supposed to be going to. And now it is time to close. I don't know where the time went. It's always, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, so should you want to have the three chapters from the knowledge book, please do email me your postal mailing address because this is a hard copy that I'll be sending you. And again, this radio show comes on at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. And as we have seen, it is our conscience that will be a guiding principle. And this is a principle that will basically hang us, judge us, and we are our destiny, and the destiny of the world is in our hands. The rope is in our hands. We could either hang ourselves or save ourselves. And as Mrs. Chirac states, you are the ones who will save the world. See you next time.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.